Yes, man.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good. I'm good.
I'm going to mute.
Yeah, I'm gone too soon also. No worries.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Brandela.
Hi, Brandela.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi, Brandy.
Hey.
How you doing? It's Jasmine.
Oh, great.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bacoa.
Good evening, Hanok.
Anna Bacoa, Gedula Chemin Ha. Tati Serura Alapedimo Yutab Sabi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Tahare Nora Kufre Shion Sintet Nun. The letters of the month of Kislev. The Gimel that created the planet Tzedek, the planet Jupiter, the planet of righteousness, and the Samach that created the constellation Keshet, the astrological sign of Sagittarius. Together, the Samach and the Gimel have a gematria of 63, which connects us to the energy store, the Sephirah Bina. Na Gibor, Dor Sheyehudcha, Kevavat, Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kashin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sidkacha, Sami Gamlem Betet Resh Sadi Taf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Biro Tuvha Nae Adata Eskufet. I am Tet Ayin I'm having a mental breakdown here today. Ayin something. Bet Ayin something. Yachid Geya Lamcha Pene Zohre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodeya Shin Kufav Sadi Yutav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We're now going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer Chesed L'Alafim, Noseawon V'Afesha, V'Chata'a V'Nakei. Now we're going to read the verses that connect to the various years, starting with the year 5777, the year of the goat, with Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. And we'll start with L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urchimud Hilud Hilu Urchimu Beyakta Lishem Yud He Bavav He Beyehuda Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kanane Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananehu Sod Saduni Katzipor When we take the first letters of these five words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words. Satz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the last letters of these words, we're able to permute them into two Hebrew words, dir yam, translation, Sea of Tenants. All of these translations and these five newly created words all connect to the year of the goat, 5777. Joshua chapter 23, verse 8, also has a connection to this year through the name of the year that is concealed within it, separated by seven letters each between the Tah, the Shin, the Ayin, and the Zion. Kim ba'adonai yohe wahe Elohechem hadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, the year of the pause, we also have two verses. The first of these is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehashit et kol haolot vayechastum achechem halevim. Ad kilotam lacha v'ad yitkadshu ha-kohanim ki ha-levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me-ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of each word, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe, La La He, Wa Wa Wa, Yo La Yo Ala Me, Hey Hey Hey, Aka Are Kacha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4 is the second of the verses connecting to 5776. Bidhu ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Ade Ad Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Sur Olamim. There are three verses connecting to the year of 5775, the year that swallows death forever. First of these three verses is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama alo shishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoiya. Asher yitchabe sham vishavtem elai el nacho. Vehalachti idchem vechayayim yeshno varetz vechipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach Yoved Roav Yomru Ayo. The year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East, has one verse, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Chusam ti makom le'amil Yisrael unta ti v'shakan. Ta'akta v'lo yirgaz, od v'lo yosifu. V'ne avla la'anoto, ta'asher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this particular day. Which is the 23rd of Kislev. Rabbi David of Novorodok. Rabbi David ben Rabbi Mordechai Sushias Tversky. Rabbi Ben Zion Alphas. Rabbi David Tivoli Shif, Rabbi Elimelech of Tosh. And Rabbi Shabtai Yudelevitz. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is on the parasha of Vayeshev, the Zohar on this parasha. You can find that on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row one, the right-hand column, when you open up that page, you can scroll down to parasha of Vayeshev, and then this will be section five, and we're starting with Pasuk 42. Petach v'amar hine Yisrael Yiskiel avdi yarum v'nisa v'gava me'od zaka achol achton t'tzadikita yayo d'kud shabarichu galeilon Arche Dioraita Lemehach Beho Tachate Haikara Razaila Ayu Hine Iskiel Yaskiel Avdi Yokmunha Aval Tachate Kad Biraku Chabrihu Alma Avad Lala Sihara Biazer La Nihoraha Bihalet La Migarma Kilum Ugindiazerat Garma It Nahara Begin Shimsha Utok Din Horin Ilaim. The translation. He opened the discussion with the verse, "Behold, my servant shall prosper. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Happy is the portion of the righteous, to whom the Holy One, blessed be He, revealed the ways of the Torah, so they may follow them. Come and see." The verse, "Behold, my servant shall prosper," contains a supernal mystery, which has already been explained. Yet come and see. When the Holy One, blessed be He, created the universe, the secret of Zeron, Pin, and Nukva, He made the moon, and endowed her with the same stature as that of Zeron Pin. Later, He decreased her lights in such a way that she had nothing of her own, save what she receives from Zeron Pin. Because she made herself small, she shone from the sun, signified by Zeron Pin, by the power of the supernal lights in it. My commentary. The verse is hinting at the secret that the female receives from the male, the Mochin, the three upper Sephirot. In my opinion, this applied to earlier generations. In our generation, the female is growing to the level of the male, and then together they will grow seven times, as the prophecy in Isaiah tells us. Thus, there is no reason for the male to provide the mochin to the female any longer. Perhaps this is true. Pasuk 43. Uvzim na dahawa be mikdisha chayayam Yisrael hawo mishtalin bekur banin Weila Navan Upuchanin Dehawo Avdin Shahane Vele Bae Israele Begin Lakashra Kishrin Ulan Hara Nehorin. The translation. When the temple existed, Israel diligently proceeded with sacrifices, offerings, and rituals performed by the priests, the Levites, and the children of Israel, creating unification and causing the lights to shine within the Nukva. My commentary. Do you yet have an inkling of what was lost when the temple was destroyed? Pasuk 44. Uvatar v'itcharav be'makdusha itchashach mehora v'sihara la'ishaherat min shimsha v'shimsha istalak Mina vela it nechara, velet lach yoma, vela shalta, Be'alevasin v'tzarin u'kevin kimaditmar. After the temple was destroyed, the light darkened, and the moon, the Nukva, no longer shone from the sun, Zeranpin. The sun withdrew from her and did not shine. Therefore, as we have learned, no day passes without curses, sorrow, and pain. My commentary. Remember, any generation that does not restore the temple destroys the temple. Since the temple has not been restored, we are responsible for the curses, the sorrow, and the pain. In other words, worldwide chaos. Pasuk 45. Uvahu zimna, dimte zimna, tesihara litnahara, makiti vine, yaskil avdi aleya, tesihara itmar. Hine yaskil avdi da hurazadim emnuta. Hine yaskil de itar itaruta leila. Keman de arach recha viate le itara. Ulis takala. The translation. When the time comes for the moon to shine with her own strength at the end of correction, then it is written, "Behold, my servant shall prosper," which is an allusion to the moon. "Behold, my servant shall prosper" refers to the secret of the faith, which is the Nukva. The word "shall prosper" refers to the supernal awakening, which will resemble a man who smells an odor and becomes alert and attentive. My commentary. Awareness comes through the sense of smell. This is the message, or one of the messages, of this pasuk. Pasuk 46. Yarum masitra, misitra din hora, ila adekol nechorim. Yarum kada velaken, yarum lerachem chem. Benisa misitra, yavraham wegava, misitra ditzak. Meod mesitra de Yaakov, Piaf algav de okmuha, de kola had de raza, de achmita. The translation. He shall be exalted means that the Nukva shall be filled with that facet of the light that is superior to all the lights, indicating Keter. He shall be exalted, as in, "And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you," refers to the light of Keter, and extolled on the side of Abraham signifies Chesed, and be high on the side of Isaac means Givurah, while very on the side of Jacob is Tiferet. This means that the Nukva will thus be filled by all the grades. And although this has already been explained differently, all is one in the secret of wisdom. My commentary. In my opinion, the female will become more balanced than the male, and the male needs to be subservient to the female in order to grow back to Bina. Pasuk 47. Uvahu zimna Ya dar kucha barichu. Ita ruta ila. Deanara la sihara. Kid kayaut. Keda behaya. Or alvana ke or hachama. Beor hachama. Yihie. Shivatayim ki or shivat. Hayamim ugin kach yitosach. Baruach ila ugin kach. Itarun kebein kol inun. Metaya deinun goy afra. The translation. At that time, the Holy One, blessed be He, will intensify energy above so as to shine well upon the moon, the Nukva. As it is written, moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold, as the light of 7 days. Thus will supernal light be added to her own. Then all the dead buried in the dust will be stirred into life. My commentary. Is there a question, or is it as clear as written? Pasuk 48.
Vidahu avdi raza. Demachtechan demareya bideya. Kadavayomer Abraham el Abdo. Dasihara kimaditmar memtet diu. Avad shalicha demareya.
The translation. He calls him servant in the masculine form, although this alludes to the Nukva, for the secret path to his master's keys is in his hand. Thus the perfection of the Nukva is made known through him, her messenger. The same applies to the verse, and Abraham said to the servant, who is the moon, namely the Nukva, as we have learned, and she is revealed through Memtet, the servant messenger of his master. Therefore, the word servant was used in both places. My commentary. This pasuk explains why the male form is used in the word servant in the verse being discussed above. We learn here the spiritual truth that Memtet is the servant of the female, just like our own. Pasuk 49.
Zakan beto kada'a na'ar hayiti gam zakanti ha-moshel bekol asher lo. Begin the call to Vavmin, it hasun, Beya Yarok, Behi Vavir, Besumak.
The translation. The eldest of his house refers to Memtet, who is called old, as in I have been young and now am old. The minister of the world, who is Memtet, said this phrase, that ruled over all that he had, as all the colors, green, white, and red, are reflected within him. My commentary. The tradition teaches that Memtet is composed of the angel Michael and the human Hanoch ben Yared. This would indicate what this verse teaches. Memtet is old as Michal, and young like Hanoch ben Yared. And this gives Memtet control of all three columns of the Tree of Life. Pasuk 50. Sim na yadcha tachat yareki dahu tzadik fraza demila ki yuma di alma de hakidem hayeved mimana viraza ila lachayayo lonely dire afra vait aved shalicha peruha dilela vilatava ruchin venishmatin leatrayu leinun gufedit balu vait rekavu techot Afra. The translation. Put, I pray you, your hand under my thigh, refers to the righteous, namely to Yesod, since he is the existence and life of the world, when he holds on to Yesod. This servant is appointed to bring life to the dwellers of the dust, and he becomes perfected through the supernal spirit to return spirits and souls to their places in the decayed and putrefied cadavers underneath the ground. My commentary. This pasuk hints that the action below of putting a hand under the thigh, which is a euphemistic statement to conceal the action of holding the male organ, is meant to be female waters, to have Duma, the angel in charge of souls and locations of bodies, return the souls to the bodies. This is a hint to the resurrection of the dead. This is my opinion. What is yours? Pasuk 51. Yashviacha Baich Hashem Elohei Hashemayim Yashviacha Mai Vishviacha Leit Lavsha Viraza Dishava Nechorin Ilayim Dinun raza dishlimu ila asher lo tikach isha dahu gufa titzot afra titzlea kiyuma lakama meafra tikolinun diitkevaru Ba'uzku leit kevara Be'arad Yisrael Inun yitarun Be'kadmeta kimadi okimna Diktiv yichu Yichyu meitecha Be'kadmeta ilein Meitin viti ara di Israel nevelati yekumun inun meitin bishar aran vealda leinun ufechon di Israel titkevaru taman vilalagufe Bishar Amin Ayin Ayin Zayin Bistava Arzab Minayhu. The translation. and I will make you swear by Hashem, the Elohim of heaven. He said that it is written that I will make you swear. What is the meaning of I will make you swear? He answers that it means he will be clothed in the secret of the seven supernal lights. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. For they are the secret of supernal perfection. According to his explanation, swear, derived from the root Shin Bet Ayin, is derived from seven, Sheva, Shin Bet Ayin. That you shall not take a wife refers to the body underneath the ground, in the grave, which now rises from the dust and is called a wife. And all those who were buried and deserve to be interred in the land of Israel shall be the first to rise to life, as has been explained in relation to the verse, the dead men of your people shall live, referring to the dead in the land of Israel. Then my dead body shall arise, meaning the dead outside of Israel. For all that, only the bodies of Israel, buried in the land of Israel, shall rise, and not bodies from other nations, which defiles the land. My commentary. Do you think that this is the reason that the children of Israel, the people, are buried in Jewish cemeteries? To allow this land of burial to be considered Israel? Pasuk 52. Bialda asher lo tikach, isha livni, my livni, dikol nishmatim, dialma dinavke, mehahu nahar letinaged, benafe kinun, benin lekucha berichu, bialda asher lo, Tikach isha da gufa, leave me da nishmata, mi benot hachvanani, ilein gufin, tiamin ayin ayin zayin, tizamein kuchabarichu, lenara lon mearha. Kadisha kada vayinaru Rishayim mimena kimandim na'er Talita mizuharma dila. The translation. Therefore, in the verse, that you shall not take a wife to my son, what is meant by my son? And he answers, that all the souls in the world that come from the river which flows out from Eden, which is Yesod, are the children of the Holy One, blessed be he. Therefore, that you shall not take a wife means a body. To my son refers to the soul of the daughters of the Canaan. For the bodies of the heathen nations, which the Holy One, blessed be he, will shake out of the Holy Land, as it is written, that the wicked might be shaken out of it, as dirt is shaken out of a garment. My commentary. This is an interesting connection to the idea of the superiority of the children of Israel. Are the children of Israel superior to the other nations? Only in their process is more advanced, yet ultimately not. Every human will eventually become a child of Israel. And see our classes on You Are Who You Hate for an explanation of this teaching and its source. Pasuk 53. Ki-el-arti. Ve'el molati peleh arzi dahi o ara kadisha pihu kadma lekol she'ar arim kim adit mar v'ad ki el arzi v'el molati k'wan damar el arzi mahu v'el molati ela el arzi kim adit amar v'el molati Eleni Nun Yisrael. I am not able to get to the translation. Here it is. But you shall go to my country and to my kindred. In this verse, my country is the Holy Land, which precedes all other countries, as we have learned. Of the verse, but you shall go to my country and to my kindred, he asks, why repeat my kindred? After saying my country, and he answers, my country is the Holy Land, as we said, and my kindred is Israel, the people of. My commentary, why do you think a distinction is made between the people and the land? Pasuk 54. Tachatse makiti vayikach ha'eved kimadit mar asara gamalim ileni nun asara dargin tehayeved shalta alaihu kegavna dilela migmale adonav Dinun kehahu kavna, mamash kima deitmar, v'hayeved shalta, bit takan baho. The translation, it is written, and the servant took, as we have learned, this is a reference to Memtet, 10 camels. Are the 10 grades which the servant governs. They are a likeness to the above, like the grades of Atzilut. Of the camels of his master means they bear a likeness to his master's camels, that is, the grades of the Nukva of Atzilut. His master, as we have learned, and this servant rules over them and is established through them. Remember, common everyday language is used as the language of branches to explain the images of the upper worlds. The servant is Eliezer in the lower world and Memtet in the upper world. The 10 camels are the 10 grades, are the 10 sephirot in the upper world. We're about halfway through this section, and I'm going to leave this balance for later, probably next year, because we won't have time to learn it. But we'll stop here. Does anyone have any questions? Upcoming classes. Saturday at 6 o'clock, there will be a Havdalah service. At 7 o'clock, a Zohar class for the new parasha of Miketz. And as we know, Miketz is always read on the holiday of Hanukkah. We will be lighting candles on Saturday night as well. At 7 p.m., on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. West Coast time, we will have a class dealing with the energy of Hanukkah's first day and a little bit of Torah as well. At 10:30, we will have our normal class, and we will be learning about the unification of lighting a candle, the Ner Chanukah, and the Yehud Ner. There will not be a basic class Sunday afternoon. Monday at 4:30, every morning of Hanukkah, there will be a short Torah reading and some information about the holiday of Hanukkah. At 4:30 Monday, we will have a mini Zohar discussing the lights of lighting of a candle and what we can learn from the looking at the flame of a candle. At 7 p.m., we'll probably finish the Yehud Ner class from Sunday. Tuesday at 8 a.m. is a class on Hanukkah, and at 4:30 a mini Zohar class, and at 7 p.m. the Tikkuni Zohar class. Wednesday, 8 a.m., a class on Hanukkah. 4:30, a mini Zohar class. And at 7 p.m., questions and answers. Thursday, 8 a.m., Friday, 8 a.m., Saturday, 8 a.m., and Sunday, the first of the year, 8 a.m., we will have Hanukkah classes. And at 4:30 Thursday, a mini will be Advanced Reincarnation. And at 7 o'clock will be another Zohar class on the Parasha of Miketz. Are there any questions? I bid all of you shalom, a happy holiday, a wonderful balance of this week and of the holiday of Hanukkah. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shabbat shalom. Thank you.
Happy holiday.